ever heard someone talking about God's blessing and thought, well, I'm not sure he's blessed me much yet, or I don't think so. I don't think it's right to ask God to bless me. Isn't that selfish? If you have, then you need to discover that God actually does want to bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick this week off with the next message in this series called God Wants to Bless You. Well, if you were able to join me last week on the program, you'll know that we chatted about the prayer of Jabez. What an amazing little prayer that some unknown guy tucked away in the middle of 9 chapters of something as boring as genealogy prayed. Here it is again. Jabez was honoured more than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm. And God granted him what he asked. It's quite an astounding little prayer for a couple of reasons. The first is because on the surface of things, it appears to be entirely selfish. And second, because despite that, God granted him what he asked for. So either God is in the business of answering selfish, self-serving prayers, or there's something else going on here. And as I said at the beginning of the program, there are plenty of people who believe in Jesus who haven't really experienced a whole bunch of blessing in their lives. Well, perhaps that's not quite true. Let me rephrase that. There are plenty of people who believe in Jesus who don't feel particularly blessed. That's probably more to the point. It seems we're pretty good at ignoring the blessings that God gives us. You know, the basics, our health, the air that we breathe, the food that's provided for us, the roof over our heads, our family, our friends, our job. Of course, not everybody listening today has all of those things. In fact, as I often say, there are more people listening into this program today who live in poverty, many of them in war zones, than there are wealthy people in the Western developed nations. But whoever we are, wherever we are, we all have some blessings to be thankful for. It's just that we ignore those, and we want this or we want that in our lives. And when we don't get those, we figure that God mustn't be in the business of blessing me. And when I suggest to people that they should ask for God's blessing, I get this response like, no, that wouldn't be right. I can't impose on God like that. Part of that is because we've all probably heard the God wants to make you rich distortion of the gospel, and we've rejected that, rightly so. I couldn't agree more. But let me take you back to Jabez. He, as we've read, didn't have the best sort of start in life, with a name like Jabez, which literally meant pain. But at some point, he decided enough was enough. It was time to ask God for his blessing. And he did, and God answered him with a great big fat yes. Here's how Jesus put it to his disciples. You can read it in John chapter 16, verses 23 and 24. He said, look, truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. Until now, you haven't asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. This isn't the only time he says that, by the way. Quite a number of times, Jesus said, ask and you will receive. Now, why is that? Is Jesus promoting selfishness? Let's stop and think about that. If a child goes to its mother or father and asks for help, asks them to do something for them, will the parent grant their request or not? I'm a dad. Let me tell you how it works. I want to bless each of my children. Sometimes, though, they ask selfishly or they're behaving badly. Well, not often these days because they're all grown up, but back when they were kids. And on those occasions, I would withhold my blessing. But if they came to me and asked me for something good for the right reason, I couldn't wait to bless them. It's just what I wanted to do because I love them. Now, the Bible talks about asking for God's blessings for the wrong reason. Have a listen, James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. You did not have because you did not ask. You asked and you didn't receive because you asked wrongly in order to spend what you gained on your pleasures. So God's just like any father. He'll bless whenever he can, but not when we ask selfishly with the wrong motives. The point is, it's a point that Jesus made over and over again that he does want us to ask. And to ask, believing that he rewards those who do, because he's the best dad in the universe, and he wants to bless you. He really does. Now, you may look at your life at the moment, at the one difficult situation that's confronting you right now, and doubt deep in your heart that God actually wants to bless you. Let's say you have a totally, completely, and utterly intractable issue going on in your marriage. You and your wife, or your husband, as the case may be, are drifting apart, and you simply can't see how it's going to work out for the good. You just can't seem to get on the same page as each other, even though you've tried everything in the book. Okay, you're not perfect, and you've tried everything. Everything. You've prayed over it, and God hasn't shown up. Well, here's the answer. Believe that God wants you to ask. Believe that God wants to bless you. Take Jesus absolutely at his word. Claim the word of God for yourself because God means it for you. Literally, ask and receive that your joy may be complete. That's what Jesus is saying to you right now. They are not my words. They are not the empty, hollow promises of a prosperity doctrine preacher. These are the very words of Jesus. Ask and receive that your joy may be complete. And into that difficult, intractable situation, ask over and over again. Pray knowing that God hears you, that God wants to bless you, and that God in his absolutely perfect time will answer you. And don't stop until he does. I wonder, given that difficult situation you're going through, whether you've prayed that way faithfully and consistently day after day for God to do what you cannot do. I wonder whether you've dived into your relationship with God in this real practical way and spent time asking him over and over again. Because if you haven't, that's what he's waiting for. If you haven't, that's exactly what the Bible tells you to do because God wants to bless you. We kind of think that praying is a bit like going to McDonald's and ordering a hamburger. You stump up at the counter, and then 90 seconds later, the hamburger pops down the stainless steel chute. But listen, to what Jesus says about persisting in prayer. Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, he refused. But later, he said to himself, look, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming and asking. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Odd, isn't it, that he compares God to an unjust judge? But he's making a very strong point here. God wants us to persist in prayer, to badger him, not because he's mean, but because he wants to grow our faith in the process. Because when he grows your faith through this difficult process of asking over and over again for his blessing in impossible circumstances, believing that God is going to deliver you in these impossible circumstances, he's growing you. He's equipping you with a healthy, right sense of dependence on him. God's word is clear, abundantly clear. God wants to bless you. The question is simply this. Will you take him at his word or not? The word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.